Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Let me ask you guys a question before we throw it to our phone screener Jackson here to give us an update on how he's doing on his fitness goals. When you guys have a vacation ahead of you, how far out do you start packing and preparing for your vacation?
For me, it's probably 2 days in advance because you need the right outfits. You got to plan out the photos you're going to take. And if I don't have the right outfit for the right photo, the whole vacation's ruined. So it's going to take at least 48 hours to plan.
So interesting to me how a woman packs. So you pack based on the activities that you have, the clothes you're going to wear, and how you're going to take pictures for those outfits.
And I have backups. for the backups.
So the pictures are in the back of your mind when you're packing.
Yeah, that's how you pick out the hotel. You got to see where the scenery is. You got to see where all the right photo spots are. Because if you don't take a photo on vacation, did you really go on vacation?
Not at all.
But other people can't appreciate it.
Right. If it's not on social, it's not real, man. Mo.
I'm leaving tomorrow and I'm packing today.
Okay.
I always, the day before for me.
All right. KK?
Packing is my kryptonite.
God, I hate it.
I am the worst packer. And now you have a kid in the mix. So I'm packing not for one, but for two.
Right.
And I do a fabulous job for my son. Like, I'm picturing outfits. Like, okay, what are we going to wear when we see Grandma and Papa in Springfield? What are we going to wear when we're seeing the cousins in Wilmore? Oh, this, you know, yeah. So I got him nailed. For some reason, when I pack for myself, I forget what weather feels like. Like, I don't know temperatures anymore, and it's a nightmare. So there have been days when I packed day of for myself, and then there's been, like, because my husband gets on me all the time, I will be doing it, like, 10 o'clock the night before.
I have noticed with myself, based on the excitement I have for the destination I'm going to, that's when I pack. So if I'm just going, like, somewhere where I'm not really excited about it, it's usually last day or a couple of hours before I get on the plane. But if I'm really excited, it's days in advance. And I was supposed to be leaving today for South Africa. I'm going on a safari. I'm getting in a cage and swimming with sharks and doing a night stargazing thing. So I started packing on Tuesday for Friday.
I bet you did.
Tuesday.
It sounds amazing.
It's a wide range of stuff.
Only to realize yesterday when I looked at my Delta app that I'm not leaving today. I actually leave tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. You're so pretty.
That sucks, man. I mean, that's like waking up and thinking it's Friday, but it's Thursday. But I checked the date. I almost wanted to call Delta and go, is this right?
Yeah, I got this wrong.
This can't be right. I checked already.
So wait, what time did you think you were leaving today?
8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, but you leave 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Indeed I do.
So. Okay.
Damn it. All right, Jackson, let's check in on you, man. You weren't waiting to the first. You weren't waiting for New Year's resolutions. You're like, damn it, I am starting now my health journey, my weight loss journey. And I think as we go around the room and we're looking at you, we can already tell you've lost weight, man.
Yeah, I thought that if I could do it during this crazy holiday time, then why not be able to do it and stick it out for, you know, as long as the foreseeable future sees it, right?
I love this philosophy, and I think we talked about this last week also, that there was a TikToker saying you should start them now, right? Because this is the busiest time of the year, and if you can get through 3 weeks in this hectic season, then come January, mentally you're like, I already handled it when life was throwing all this stuff at me for the last 3 weeks. This is cake. So I love that.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. That is actually an understatement. It's been real tough. It's not even just the holidays. Like, Thanksgiving has come and gone, you know, by now, which is, I started this maybe 2 weeks prior to that. I had a guy's golf trip that we went to for a weekend. I visited my girlfriend's family up in the Northeast for a few days. Like, it has been the most non-normal, like, time that I've had basically all year. And so it's been super challenging, but I feel like I've actually kept a pretty good consistent pattern throughout.
And that pattern is?
So I've been working out at least four to six days a week, depending on, you know, what the schedule's like for the week. I've really been trying to push two-a-days as well, where I'll do some strength training when I get home from work, which is fortunately for us, like early in the afternoon. And then when my girlfriend gets off of work, we'll go for a run together.
Wow.
So I've been kind of like mixing it up like that. The diet has been going pretty well. The meal plan that I signed up for is something that I've actually been really enjoying. So that's been super solid as well.
What's the meal plan?
It's called Factor.
I have Factor.
Yeah, it's really great. And I hate cooking and I hate grocery shopping and I hate doing all that stuff. This literally just sends you like prepackaged full meals that I just literally have to heat up and it's ready to go. So it's been good. And, you know, I say all this stuff and it sounds like, oh, wow, you've probably already hit your goal by now. Or you're probably pretty close. And that is not where I'm at.
Okay, so before you tell us where you are, you also have to remind everybody, you came to us because you wanted motivation by humiliation. So what is the amount you're supposed to lose by January 1st? And if you don't, what is the punishment?
Okay, so I came here. Whatever I was doing was not working for me, so I needed some external motivation, like you said. The original goal and the goal that has stuck to the day is losing 15 pounds by the time we come back in here at the beginning of next year. And if I don't, Cassie's punishment is the one that won, and it is I have to take a picture in a Speedo with Cheeto fingers and chocolate smeared on my face, and we're going to use it as a Burr Show advertisement at some sporting event.
And you have
on
to
the
take
big the screen.
And you have to take the picture in a walk-in freezer too, so everything is
That's cruel. You can't be adding on punishments after that.
Why did we think of that?
That's cruel. That's unusual right there.
Dang it.
All right, so 15 pounds is the goal.
Yes.
How many pounds have you lost?
Okay. So I weighed myself once right around Thanksgiving, and I haven't weighed myself again until literally yesterday and this morning. I am down 5.5 pounds.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. That is good.
Yes, sir.
That is good.
So it feels good, but the problem is when I weighed myself a few weeks ago, I was down like 7 pounds.
Well, you got a couple of things going on. So you're lifting quite a bit more now also.
Definitely.
So you're gaining muscle. And don't let anybody tell you that, well, fat weighs more than muscle. A pound of fat is the same as a pound of muscle, right? But what you're doing is you're taking fat off and you're replacing it with muscle. So, you know,
it's inevitable, right? It was bound to happen. But the thing is, like, you know, beyond just what the number's saying on the scale, like, I feel a lot better. Like, I feel physically better. Like, having this, like, consistency in my life back again has really, like, kind of brought me back up to a good spot. So, I mean,
like, mentally, energy level,
exactly,
all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those are the things that I've really been noticing the most.
We don't care about that.
Nope.
But you still have, like, over two, like, you have 18 days.
Yeah, right?
To hit your goal.
Yeah, you got this. You got this.
I'm really hoping so.
You don't look like you got it at all.
I'm like nervous.
I don't feel the confidence, bro.
It's getting a lot more real.
It's seeping out of you.
Nah, you can definitely tell.
You mean the hope has drained from his
eyes? Yes.
Maybe if you lose that hope, you'll lose another pound.
Is that what hope weighs? 1 pound?
1 pound.
That shouldn't be too hard.
Good luck, man.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.